And now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett. Honored to have you join me again this week. There is so much going on in the news around the world that I just reached out to my buddy Pat and said, Pat, there's too much we got to talk about, so you want to come on? And he agreed, so here we are. My guest today is Pat McShay, and we're going to cover Information Overload, Volume 25. Pat, welcome to Power of Prophecy.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. It's great to be here.
Now, I'm going to take the mic for a little bit. I got a letter from a dear friend of the ministry, Mr. Park, and he sent this flyer, and it was every single aspect of the COVID agenda is Jewish. Good night, nurse, Pat. Everybody on this list except for three people is Jewish. You've got the director of CDC, the deputy director, chief of staff, chief medical officer, the director of the Washington office, the COVID czar, senior advisor, except for Becerra when he was head of HHS, but he was a goy that was pro-Zionist. Then Richard Levine, I'm not going to call him by the fake name he has, Borla, the head of Pfizer, Jewish. The chief scientist was Jewish. The chief scientist at Moderna, Jewish. BlackRock CEO, Jewish. BlackRock president, Jewish. I mean, the list goes on and on. The chief medical officer, Johnson & Johnson, Jewish. The chief medical officer at Merck, Jewish. And then, you get to the brass tacks. Klaus Schwab, Darth Vader himself, the head of the World Economic Forum at the time, Jewish. His lead advisor, Yuval Noah Harari, Jewish.
Don't forget Bill Gates. Bill Gates is Jewish, and he's right at the top of that pyramid.
Yeah, they didn't put him on here for whatever reason, but this at the bottom sentence says BlackRock and Vanguard are the two largest shareholders of both Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline, as well as practically all of the media. And then they've got the quote from Revelation 2:9, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah.
But, Pat, you and I started back in 2020 exposing that hoax. You and I covered a lot of ground on the Rona, the fake scamdemic that they unleashed on everybody, and the sheeple went along with it. And I'm still flabbergasted that they got away with this, Pat.
Yeah, I wrote 15 articles on the pandemic and the poisonous vaccines. And, you know, there's just no question that this was an agenda. And like you said, you cannot deny that the majority of the people behind that were Jews. And of course, no one will bring that up because that'll bring about a charge of anti-Semitism, and boy, nobody wants that. I wrote an article, a couple of years back called "The COVID-19 Vaccine is an Israeli Mossad-created bioweapon to genocide the world's population." And in it, I tell about Anthony Fauci brought in dozens and dozens of scientists from Israel that had connections to the Israeli Mossad. People should look that up. It's got a lot of good information in there, and you start to understand that they want us dead. And Bill Gates, if people don't know, he claimed in a speech a few years back that the world population was exploding too quickly and that they needed a good vaccine to bring the population down. And I think that's exactly what we got in these COVID-19 vaccines. These were a population reducer. And not only that, but sterilizes men and women. It brings about all sorts of female issues. Every woman that took the vaccine that was pregnant, almost all of them lost their babies, stillbirths, you know, so it's a huge issue. And now they're saying that we're going to have another one coming. So did you know that Bill Gates is currently about to go on trial in, what is that? Is that India or?
In absentia. Yeah, they've already indicted him in India.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So, you know, he should be like Bibi Netanyahu. He's not going to be able to travel freely without being arrested.
That wouldn't be a bad thing. You know, speaking of being arrested, there was a lawyer, a German lawyer, and I think he was practicing. He was an exchange student at UCLA, and he got his law license from the state bar. His name was Reiner Fuhlmich, and he started a Corona investigative committee. And because he was telling the truth, they had to silence him, didn't they?
Yeah. He was sentenced to about 3.5 years in prison on trumped up charges that he had stolen some money. They've been trying to shut him up for a few years. He came out early on these vaccines and the pandemic, saying that we were being lied to. And so they put him in prison. So the next time it comes around, people are going to think twice before they speak up about it.
Yeah, they revoked his law license. I mean, they pretty much ruined him to keep him quiet about the truth. Now, I saw this in the news the other day, Pat, and it's one of the few things that I had a chance to see. My life's been pretty hectic since last Thursday, but they tried to have clinical trials with placebo and the coronavirus jab, and they had to cancel the clinical trials because people are not wanting to take this jab. How telling is that?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Well, and they got rid of all of the various therapeutics like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Some people, there was a clinic that was doing high-dose vitamin C that the FBI raided and shut down during the COVID pandemic. So they did not want to have any other therapeutics because had there been any, they would not have been able to get the emergency authorization for a vaccine.
Exactly. And then Trump almost blew it when he called hydroxychloroquine a miracle drug. Ivermectin, a miracle drug, and Dr. Stella Emanuel down in Houston. She did some tremendous work saving lives down there with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and she almost lost her privileges down there in Houston.
Well, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's been a physician for about 35 years, she has clinics across Ohio, and she is a vaccine expert that's been speaking out against these dangerous vaccines for 2 decades, and they took away her medical license.
Did the same thing to the cardiologist.
Yeah.
Anybody that spoke out and told the truth, they got punished. Dr. Gold. She's a lawyer and a doctor. And she founded, what, the White Coats or something like that? Simone.
Yeah, I still follow her on Twitter. Yeah.
So do I. She does great work. She's still out there telling the truth and fighting for everybody, that normal people, not the Fauci sycophants that think that St. Fauci saved the world. It just, here, you know, Pat, it's 2026 and we're still dealing with repercussions from the jab and the sudden death syndrome that has afflicted this nation. We're still dealing with Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson.
I'm still seeing people nearly every day, someone in their 30s, 40s, 50s, that's just dropping dead. They don't give their cause of death unless it's cancer. These cancers are just out of control, and they have been attributed to the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. But you can't talk about it. That's the part that people need to rise up, get loud, because you're not allowed, you know, you want to know who is in control? Find out the people you can't talk about. Anybody that's exposed the scamdemic got squashed. They got canceled. Their bank accounts got shut down. I mean, it was real bad.
Trump is still covering for it because, you know, he was behind the whole thing.
He was behind the start. Yeah.
So he won't lift a finger to get to the bottom of it because he doesn't want it to come back on him.
Because of his Operation Warp Speed.
Yes.
Threw all caution out the window. Now we've got turbo cancers. We've got people that are sterile. We've got spider webs the morticians have talked about all of the blood clots that they have found that's like a spider web.
They're pulling out of these veins, they're pulling these rubberized clots that are 2 feet long in some cases, totally blocking these people's veins.
And nothing's being done. And we're 6 years in, Pat. We're 6 years into the hoax. And it aggravates me to no end that so many people got duped. So many people got hurt that died. Family members died. The children, the test scores are still abominable because the children were taken out of schools. And this generation is going to be populated with a bunch of low performing individuals. Now, maybe this is all part of the Brave New World plan, like Huxley wrote about, where you're going to have the alphas and the betas and the epsilons, or the kids that didn't get a good education during the Rona.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Because Trump is feeding into what's going on in Iran with Israel and bombing the tar out of Iran to bring about Armageddon. I mean, this is what they keep talking about.
Well, Trump, you know, Trump still thinks he's at 100% popularity because the people surrounding him must be telling him that people still love him, but he doesn't get it. That he's become very unpopular. And even the MAGA crowd is getting sick of it because he's spending all of his time on Israel. And Israel's wars and Israel's concerns and Bibi Netanyahu visits every other month. And he just doesn't have time to look into any of this stuff, apparently.
You know, that's the problem. He surrounded himself with a bunch of pro-Zionists. His entire cabinet is pro-Zionist. He only hears what those advisors are feeding him. And I mean, Susie Wiles, even though she's been diagnosed with breast cancer, and I pray that she comes through and everything is great for her, but she was Bibi Netanyahu's right hand.
Yeah, I think she's been keeping stuff from Trump. I think she, you know, she's the gatekeeper to the Oval Office. She doesn't let people around Trump that she thinks that they're going to tell him something she doesn't want him to hear.
That's the problem.
It's really hard to believe.
That's the biggest problem. People with that much power get limited data. They don't have time to manage the entire office, so they have to trust their advisors. When you surround yourself with a bunch of yes men, then that's what you get. I mean, basically, the only person I see in Congress anymore that is standing up and trying to tell Trump the truth is Trump's number one enemy, Thomas Massie.
And yet, Trump can't wait to get rid of him. I hope he wins his next election. So, yeah.
He's America first.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And he voted with Trump 92% of the time.
The problem is he doesn't take AIPAC money.
Right.
So he can't be bought. Even Miriam Adelson can't buy Thomas Massie. Doesn't have enough money. Because he cares about this country. He could care less about Israel. He doesn't wish evil on Israel, but he's more concerned with the people that he represents in Kentucky, and he's more concerned with this nation and our well-being, and then we'll worry about foreign policy and other people. But we take care of our own first, and I'm 100% down with that. But
yeah, I am too.
So I saw on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to call it Twitter, Pat. Netanyahu has said that to the Israeli people, now he's out there framing his words, that they are an ally to America and they're there to support America's war against Iran.
They're taking a back seat. They said that they will not send any troops to Iran if there's a ground war. So apparently, they're going to let the American people die in their war.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No matter how many Americans have to die, BB's all for it.
Oh, yeah. Let the goyim shed the blood. We're going to protect our own. Because the hair on a Jew is worth 10 million goy. I mean, it just...
Yeah, what's the thing that one of them had? One Palestinian... Is it worth a pile of Israeli fingernails?
Something like that.
Wow.
It's racist, and it's hateful, and it's a God complex, and I'm talking little g.
You notice how that whole hate thing only goes one way, because anything they say about non-Jews, that's okay, that's A-okay, but anything you say about them is anti-Semitism. You got to attack that person.
Yep. And now we're going to put hate laws on the books because it's hateful to say anything bad about Israel. Truth?
Oh, they're passing anti-Christian laws at 7 years in prison if a Christian is caught praying at the Wailing Wall.
We send billions of taxpayer dollars, Christian dollars, go over there. Paula White, the director of the Office of Faith for Donald J. Trump, begged for a $1,000 love gift for Easter weekend, and you would get 7 blessings, and she's shipping the money to Israel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think she's a demon. I've seen a few of her messages or her sermons, and she is straight nuts.
She's evil. She is.
She sounds like a demon.
She has carte blanche in Israel. They love her because she kowtows to them. So she is one of those goyim that is a useful idiot that they don't like, but she's a useful idiot because she's funding so many different projects in Israel with her garbage teachings. And Trump has got her in. I mean, I wasn't shocked after looking at who he picked for a cabinet when he picked her to be his spiritual advisor. I mean, might as well put a little yarmulke on her and call her Rabbi Shmuley, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, that Rabbi Shmuley, he's another nut job.
Yeah, he's evil incarnate as well. But, you know, Jesus said you're of your father the devil, and they are living up to it every day. There was a video on Twitter with the Israeli national security minister talking about building a death row to execute Palestinians.
Yeah, they just passed the Knesset, just passed a law where they can execute any of the Palestinian prisoners they choose. And they imprison children.
If they don't kill them first.
Oh, I read about a 6-year-old boy that they tortured, and he ended up dying in custody, and they did an autopsy, and he died of starvation. A 6-year-old boy.
Wow.
They tortured the doctors that work in the hospitals there. They tortured a British doctor that died in prison. They sodomized him and beat him to death. I wrote about that in my last article. There's just story after story after story. They've currently got another doctor in custody that they arrested while he was working in the hospital, and he's still in custody, probably being beaten and tortured every day, and he's been in there now for 400 and some days. So why would they keep him in there? Maybe they killed him. I mean, he may not even be alive.
Right.
But they don't care, because no one is going to do anything about it. And the UN, unfortunately, doesn't have any teeth, so they're not going to be able to do anything. And, you know, all the U.S. does is veto any UN resolution that comes down. So no one's ever able to make them pay for any of these atrocities. So who else tortures women and children? The men say, I've seen several interviews. The one doctor said they get these guys up at the crack of dawn and start beating them. It's just disgusting.
Pat, I just, you know, I'm scrolling through your feed here. I missed this one. Laura Loomer. She said, yeah, the CIA has hard evidence that Turkey is directing podcasters to undermine Trump's Middle East agenda. You said this the last time we chatted about Israel, that Turkey was next. After Iran is decimated, bombed back to the Stone Age, according to Trump, Netanyahu wants to go after Turkey.
Oh, yeah. And Naftali Bennett, former prime minister, he said that, you know, once we're through with Iran, we need to turn and look at Turkey, because they're the next threat. You know, there's always going to be a threat. And, you know, when you're a hammer, all you're doing is constantly looking for nails to smash. So that's what's going on.
Until the Greater Israel Project is reached, they want nuclear war, Pat, because that will bring forth their Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, with utter destruction. And the Jews are going to be untouched because they're chosen. The evil that they're looking to unleash on this nation is, it's diabolical, and so many people are just following lockstep. I mean, I saw a video with an old dude saying that the reason that the IDF doesn't send troops into Iran is because they're God's chosen people and American boys need to die. This was a veteran. The brainwashing is nonstop.
Yeah, it is. And I am always watching these videos with interviews of the Israeli people, and all the people there, from young kids up to old ladies in their 80s, they all say the same thing, that they just want the Palestinians dead or gone, and they don't care which it is. So they look at them as animals, cockroaches.
That's what they've been taught their whole life. I mean, that's the Babylonian Talmud.
Yes.
And we've got evangelicals here that are saying that Genesis tells us that they're God's chosen people and we should do anything that they ask us to because we don't want to be on the bad side. You know, Jesus called him out. He said, you are of your father, the devil. I mean.
Right. And what's changed?
Nothing.
And, you know, look at the landscape, man. I mean, look at what they're doing in southern Lebanon right now while the media completely ignores it. They're carpet bombing southern Lebanon, and they're killing thousands of innocent people. They displaced 700,000 Lebanese. These people don't know where to go. Their tent cities are rising up, and Israel's bombing the tent cities, just like they did in Gaza. So southern Lebanon is turning into Gaza. And no one's even talking about it.
They want that water.
I've been saying for years that they've lusted after the Litani River in southern Lebanon for 40 years. And they've tried to take it a few times. What, back in 2018, prior to that, 2006. They made numerous attempts, and Hezbollah fought them back the last time. Hezbollah drove them out, and I'm shocked that they're even trying it again so soon, but, you know, they're softening them up with these bombing attacks, and they're killing everything in sight.
Well, as long as the Donald has all the Americans focused on Iran, Israel can do whatever it wants in Lebanon because controlled media isn't going to report on that.
No. And, yes, and you're exactly right. Well, the same thing's going on in the West Bank. And it's gotten 10 times worse since Trump took office because he took off some restrictions that the settlers had, and he's allowed them to brutalize these people and steal their homes. They're cutting down their crops, they're cutting down their olive trees, they're killing their, you know, these goat herds. I read a thing the other day. This guy was tending to his goats, and these Israelis came and started killing his goats and beating him with sticks. I mean, this is a daily occurrence. These poor people are under fire constantly from these settlers. And then behind the settlers, you've got the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, behind them, if they get in trouble, they come in with guns. But all the settlers have guns, but of course the Palestinians can't have guns.
No, they have rocks, because rocks do so much more damage, Pat.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they show them attacking children. They attack little old ladies. I mean, I saw a video the other day, they punched an old lady in the face, one of these soldiers. I mean, it's just disgusting. And I think if Americans saw that, it would disgust them too. But because there's a blackout on any Israeli atrocities in the mainstream media, the American people don't believe that it's even happening.
Yep. You know, when they bought up all the newspapers and publishing houses in the early 1900s, and then they started buying up all the radio stations. And then when TV became a big deal, they started buying up all those so they could control the narrative. And that's why the poor Palestinians, the poor people in Lebanon and Yemen and Syria and pretty soon Turkey, all of those people are going to be eliminated, and Americans are going to be sitting over here singing Kumbaya because Israel is God's chosen people, and the truth is not going to come out. It's just, it's aggravating to no end, Pat, and we have flown through 30 minutes, buddy. We got to take a brief pause. My guest today is Pat McShay. We are covering Information Overload 25. We've got a whole lot more to get to on the other side. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. I want to tell you about an outstanding DVD documentary that Tex Marsh produced a number of years ago entitled The Eagle Has Landed. In this documentary, you will find 2 hours of powerful documentation, investigative film footage, and persuasive scenes revealing the Illuminati magic, alchemy, and Masonic ritual of NASA's U.S. space program. I believe you'll be shocked to realize how so many minds are being programmed through the grand theater of master hypnotists and Illuminist mind controllers. Find out why the badges, patches, symbols, and logos of the astronauts and the space missions and craft are based on the names of signs of the zodiac as well as ancient mythological creatures, heroes, gods, and goddesses. Watch in amazement as 6 consecutive secret Masonic handshakes are exchanged by high-level ground control officials in Houston following one mission success. See revealed how NASA has conducted ESP and parapsychology experiments such as telepathic communications from astronauts to psychics on Earth. Why did the space agency launch Apollo 13 at exactly 13:13 military time? Note, 3 supernatural 13s equals triple witching. Hear of the eerie occult circumstances of the Challenger space shuttle disaster and allegations of foul play in the deaths of astronauts. Discover why a number of engineers and investigators now seriously doubt whether man ever landed on the moon. Was the Apollo 11 moon landing a gigantic hoax? Has NASA, in its official literature, admitted that the Apollo 13 emblem represents Apollo, the sun god? What role does Hinduism play in the space program? Why does the Holy Bible say that one of the names of Satan is Apollyon? You will find all of this information in this powerful 2-hour documentary by Tex Marsh. We're only asking $25. Please add $6 shipping and handling. That will make your total $31. To order your copy of The Eagle Has Landed, you can phone us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those same charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for The Eagle Has Landed right there on the main page. Click on it, put in your name, address, charge card, shipping method, hit submit, we'll get it and get it coming to you. If you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. If you don't have a copy already, you need to get yours today. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Now, we didn't get a chance to touch on it in the first half, but we both kind of snickered off air talking about the Artemis II, the moon rocket that's going to the other side of the moon, Pat, and we're going to eventually land and we're going to build colonies. And do you believe it?
No, I don't. And I told you before, I used to send people that believed everything about the moon landings, that there was 2 different videos on YouTube made by current astronauts that said that the reason we can't go back to the moon is because we can't get through the Van Allen radiation belt. So if that was true just a few years ago, what changed? That's what I'd like to know. And not only that, they claim that they lost all that secret information about going to the moon, and they taped over a bunch of it, and then they lost some of it. If you went to the moon and that was the greatest thing your country did for 100 years, how would you lose that information?
It would end up in the Smithsonian if it was America. It would be
if
that
it was
important.
Real,
yeah.
If it was real, if it was important to you, then there's no way you would lose it. It's like my dog. The dog ate my homework. It's not an excuse, you know. It's just not.
Now, somebody tweeted a video from the CBS station when it broadcast the lunar landing. And I don't remember what you were. I didn't have a chance to watch the whole video, but the camera work on this black and white was tremendous, Pat, because you see the moon and you see the craters and you see the surface. This thing is coming down to land on the moon, and then it cuts to another camera showing the spacecraft in the atmosphere as it's heading towards the moon. How did they get a camera to show? I mean, we fell for this hook, line, and sinker. Before anybody knew anything about the Van Allen radiation belts, they put it on national TV in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And now when you look back at this footage from the late 60s, if you have one iota of common sense, you have to ask yourself, how did this camera end up in space to show me the spacecraft as it's coming to the moon? How did we have a camera set up on the moon surface to show Neil Armstrong's one giant leap for mankind?
Right.
How did all of that come about unless Stanley Kubrick had it set up in a movie lot where he filmed Dune?
Or the space movie that he just finished.
Space Odyssey, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was going to blow the lid on it. I think his daughter said that he had told her that it was a hoax, and, well, he ended up dying, and that it was her word against their word. But,
yeah,
you know, that's why the data had to be, because as our technology has advanced, and as the internet, because the internet never forgets, Pat, don't fool yourself. If you do something stupid and it's on video, it's on the internet and it's there to stay. And this black and white video of this moon landing reinforces my stance that we never even came close to the moon.
Well, you know, here's the thing that I always bring up, and the guy that was in charge of NASA, the guy that promised JFK in 1962 or 3 that he would get us to the moon by the end of the decade, he stepped down with less than a year before they went to the moon. And not only did he step down, but the guy right under him stepped down. If they were so close to making it to the moon, why would the two guys driving it quit when they're on the precipice of doing something that no one's ever done? It just makes no sense. And just like you said, all those cameras, all those videos, or all the film and all the still photos, how did they get that film through the Van Allen radiation belt without destroying it? Jim Fetzer had an expert on his podcast one night, and he said that film would have been destroyed going through the Van Allen radiation belt. He said it would have been worthless. Yet they ended up taking 1,000 pictures and videos.
Yep. Pat, you can't do anything but laugh, because it's so crazy that the gullible masses fell for this.
Yeah. Yeah, and not only that, but even in some of the pictures, you can see shadows going in different directions. That's impossible unless you've got more than one light source. On the moon, there wouldn't be more than one light source, right? Unless they set up cameras, which I kind of doubt. You know?
Yeah.
And where did they put the dune buggy? I mean, this thing, this little, you know, it wasn't that big. That, you know, that landing module looked like it was made out of aluminum foil and popsicle sticks and paper mache. I mean, that thing didn't look like it could hold anything, but it held three grown men and a dune buggy with four tires, and, you know, it's like, wow. And then when did they get that dune buggy out? And it's just, the whole thing just seems fishy to me.
100%. You know, the more that you know, the more these hoaxes, you know, I think it might have been John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, during somebody's confirmation hearing. He says, you know, we're going to have to get us some more conspiracy theories, because right now they're undefeated. This is another hoax that was pulled on America, and we fell for it. I mean, I was I was 7 or 8 years old at the time, so I can be excused because I was naive and didn't know any better. But as an adult with a brain to think for myself, it's idiotic to think that so many people still believe we went to the moon. And we offered a video at one time. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon that was put out. It was a tremendous video. I watched it.
Oh, Buck Sabrell made it. I've got his new book, Moon Man. As a matter of fact, if you want to see a fantastic interview with him, Candace Owens, within the last year, interviewed Buck Sabrell, and it is just fantastic. And there's a lot of new stuff that he's found since then. And if anybody is interested, they really ought to check it out. As a matter of fact, Buck Sabrell went into that. He was given the money. I don't know if you heard this story, but that was funded by a guy that was involved with the government and wanted the truth to come out. And he did not believe that we went to the moon. Buck Sabrell went into it as a true believer. You know, he really believed we went to the moon. And so he said the more he looked into it, you know, the more shocked he was that he just kept finding more things that just didn't make sense, and nothing added up. And the deeper he looked, the more stuff he found. And he tried to get, famously, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins to swear on a Bible that they went to the moon, and none of them would do it. I mean, why wouldn't you do it if you did go to the moon?
Right.
I mean, why wouldn't you? And then he insisted with Buzz Aldrin, and Buzz Aldrin famously punched him in the nose. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, I mean, why not just go ahead and swear you went to the moon? But none of them would do it. I think that says something.
That 100%. You know.
And if you look at another thing real quick, if you look at the press conference that they gave after their, you know, they came back and they isolated them for a while, and then they came out and they did a press conference. All three of them sat at a table and you know, talked to the media. And I'll tell you, all three of those guys look like their dog just died. They didn't look like three guys that just made history going to the moon. They couldn't look at the camera. If you watch all three of them, Neil Armstrong especially, he could not look at those people in the eye. He kept looking down. Just all kinds of different takes on that. They had a body language guy on YouTube that did a body language thing on it, and he said these guys just look like they're lying. Everything about their body language shows they don't want to be there and they're uncomfortable taking questions. So, you know, if they just got back from the moon, why would that be like that?
You would be dancing a jig. You would be so, because you were the first. You were king of the world, Ma. But
I don't think any of these guys smiled during the entire press conference. I mean, you would have thought they'd all been smiling and going, yeah, it was great. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. But they look like they were at a funeral.
Yeah.
All anybody's got to do is bring it up and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's very convincing to the argument that they did not go.
If you think about, if you have witnesses or potential suspects to a crime, they don't keep them in the same room. They separate them.
Right.
Because they don't want them to get their story all on the same page. But these guys were quarantined for, what, a week, 10 days, something like that. And they
yeah.
were told what to say, how to say it. And they were coached on what they actually did and saw so that when they held this joint press conference, that they all were on the same page. Because you can't have Buzz say, you know, the sun was so bright. And you can't have Armstrong go, you know, we didn't even see the sun. It was eerie.
Well, there was another one. One of them said they saw stars, and one of them said, no, we didn't see stars. And there was all kinds of stuff. Just one thing after another.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing was a giant hoax. And if you have any doubts, you need to go out and start doing a little bit more thinking and researching and stuff. And, you know, I want to jump on this one, Pat. During the riots of George Floyd after he died of a heart attack from fentanyl
yeah.
overdose, and it was blamed
yeah.
on Derek Chauvin, the cop, unfairly. He was unfairly convicted of a crime he didn't commit. But there was a huge uproar, defund the police, the squad screaming it from Congress, and governors.
Oh, yeah.
And Soros-backed DAs and Soros-backed governors and Soros-backed mayors, they're all screaming defund the police, and we're going to send social workers to de-escalate these situations because the cops are killing too many people. Cops are killing innocent people.
Yeah.
Well, there was a report today in Revolver News. I don't know if you saw it. A social worker that was on scene of some kind of disturbance, de-escalating the entire incident. I think they talked 45 minutes with this perpetrator, and then the dude cut him with a sword. This makes perfect sense, doesn't it? To instead of having cops to handle
yeah.
these criminals, let's just go ahead and send an unarmed civilian to face these nut jobs. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, one of them said something that ticked him off, and he just said, hey, I'm not going to put up with that. Yeah, it's insane. And, you know, if they keep it up, they're just going to get a bunch of these social workers killed.
You know, how many people go to college and got a sociology degree, and I'm going to be a social worker? How many of them are going to demand hazard pay, or how many of them are going to change professions because I don't want to be – on the front line dealing with these crazy people and I could get stabbed because the cops they're told to stand down. We can't do anything about it. It's idiocy.
Well, one thing, social work is going to be a better paying job. No one will want to do it. You know?
Right.
That's the only way that you get them to work for what they work for now. Their lives aren't in jeopardy.
If I'm in Massachusetts, I am not volunteering to be a social worker for this garbage. Unless I got a bodyguard with me. It's just, Pat, can you understand the mindset of these so-called leaders that would put people in harm's way without any way to defend themselves? I don't get it.
Well, no. And, you know, a lot of these same people, they want to do away with the prison. I mean, there are actual criminals out there that are crazy and will blow your head off for $10. I mean, I guess they just don't want to believe that we live in that kind of world, but we do. And you cannot keep those people in society. And it's just like Trump does say something that's fairly smart. He says we've got to bring back the mental institutions instead of just throwing these people out on the street, which is what they've been doing now for about 20 years. They just throw them out in the street, and there, some of them are criminals. Some of them aren't criminals, but are just sleeping in alleys and doorways. And but you've got to have mental care of some kind. But that's apparently something we can't afford anymore. And so they just decide to just release these people and throw them out in the street.
When you hear politicians say that we're spending $60,000 a year on each individual, it doesn't make sense not to have a mental health institution. You know, I remember when they shut them all down. That's when the homeless population exploded.
Exactly. Exactly. They've got to do something about it. And Trump the other day, Trump's talking about Medicaid and Medicare. He goes, you know, we just can't afford this anymore. It's like, dude, you ran on taking care of Medicaid and Medicare patients, and now you're saying we can't afford it anymore? Really?
You know, if we quit sending $800 billion a year to Israel, we could afford to take care of our own.
$35 billion to Israel since the October 7th is what I've read in a couple different places.
That would house quite a few homeless people that actually do have mental health issues that should be institutionalized and taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
And they got three hots and a cot. They have counselors to work with them. Instead of sending the social workers to deal with the idiots on the street with a machete, send them to a mental health institute and let them work with the people that are suffering from schizophrenia or these other mental illness issues that, you know, need the help instead of putting them in harm's way with people that are armed and dangerous.
I've got an idea. Let's get rid of the TSA, because the TSA is nothing but security theater that never catches anybody do anything. They force you to pour out the expensive Starbucks coffee you just bought that's still three quarters full. You know, they take your baby oil and your, you know, whatever from women's purses. And, you know, my daughter, I gave her a little thing of mace that she had on her keychain. You know, they take that stuff. They take anything that looks like it's a sharp item from you, which is just ridiculous. They've never caught a single terrorist in 25 years since they had the TSA. They finally got rid of the taking off your shoes. The shoe bomber was nothing but a ploy anyway that was set up by our intelligence services. That guy was a plant. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's just made up. It's all made up. And what are we spending on TSA? I mean, how many of those people do you see at the airport? They're everywhere.
Yep. It's another one of the government jobs programs that usurps our liberty and our freedom because they're looking out for our safety. And I made this comment. It's funny you brought that up because I was talking. I can't remember if it was Sandra or Paul, but we were talking about this. And my comment was, I remember taking my dad straight to the gate. The whole family would walk to the gate when he would go TDY to Las Vegas or somewhere. And then we would walk back to the car and in the parking lot. And then we would drive home while dad got on a plane to go to another base around the country. And I said,
right,
you know, why do we need all of the x-rays and all the inspections and stuff? Because it's bogus. Well, wait a minute. If you consider how many tens of millions of potential terrorists came in under Biden, maybe it's not a bad idea. But,
yeah,
I mean, seriously, it's a waste of taxpayer dollars, and that's all government is good is wasting other people's money.
Oh, yeah. You know, Trump talked about cutting the budget in half or the deficit in half when he first became president. It's doubled since then. 10 years ago, it's doubled.
Well, he's wanting trillions more for defense next year.
He wants $1.5 trillion. I mean, that is just insane. What is he? Is he going to take over the world next? I mean,
whatever.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, whatever Netanyahu wants him to do. I mean, he's
whatever.
He's a lapdog.
He really is. And anybody that doesn't see that, I've got a couple friends that still defend him like he's their brother or something. I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't get it. I'd love to debate anybody on that.
You know, I supported him. I voted for him. I was certainly hopeful that a businessman would actually follow through and not be bought and paid for. But, you know, that's, I'd like to say it's naivete, but it's not. It was hope that maybe that he would follow through on half of what he promised. And I've got some people that say we need to impeach him. What are you going to replace him with? Do you want Vance?
That's the problem is, I mean, there's no one really. I don't know. You know, a guy that might do something like Rand Paul, he'll never get a chance. They'd never let him in.
Or Thomas Massey,
right.
Somebody who is not bought and paid for by Israel, somebody who would be America first, that's Thomas Massey. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is a nut job, and I don't trust her as far as I could throw her. But some of the things that she is saying, now that she's not...
I think I like her more than you do.
But she's not under the thumb, so she is allowed to speak out now and get her point across. She might even have a podcast going on now, Pat. But
you know, think about it, though, Jerry. She voted with Trump 98% of the time. Thomas Massey was 92. Marjorie Taylor Greene was with Trump on everything. She was even with Trump after the 2020 loss when everybody was abandoning him. She stuck by him. She went to rallies for him. I mean, she voted with him all the time. And all she wanted him to do was stay the hell out of this stupid war in Iran and release the Epstein files that he campaigned on. And he couldn't do that. So.
Because it would implicate Israel. That's the bottom line. Explanation makes sense other than it would paint Israel into a dark, dark, underhanded, evil empire, and all support would dissipate for that nation. It's crazy. Yeah. And, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene has some positive points, and I don't dislike her. I just don't trust her until she starts talking more and exposing more and actually telling us more and more truth. And, Pat, we have told all the truth we have time to tell, buddy. Thanks for coming on and being a guest of Power Prophecy.
Oh, man, that was great. That sure went by quick.
It always does. We get off on rabbit trails, and, you know, I think that's why people like the programs that we do is because it's a discussion. It's a seamless discussion. We both are digging and researching and have so much to share. And, man, I always appreciate your time, buddy. You take care, and God bless you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. Great to be here.
Okay, that's going to take care of this week's program. My guest has been Pat McShay. We want to thank you for tuning in and giving us some of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.